Even before the pandemic, Arizona had high rates of poverty, and now with hundreds of thousands of Arizonans out of a job, things could get much worse and fast. Yesterday on the show, we heard from KJZZ's Catherine Davis Young about a new study estimating that homelessness in our state could jump nearly 30% as a result of the pandemic. The University of Arizona's report describes the situation as dire and describes the state's existing aid programs as, quote, stingy and difficult to access. One impending crisis, researchers pointed out, evictions. While the state has an eviction moratorium right now due to the pandemic, our next guest says much more could be done to help people stay in their homes. Joe Ferguson is the constable in Pima County, and since his appointment, he's been working to reduce evictions in his community. I spoke with him more about it.
My constable's office, three of us, including myself, have a pilot program where we take on our own time and our own initiative eviction notices to the people who don't go to their eviction court hearing to let them know what's going on, let them know about social service programs, let them know, you know, what their options are. So a lot of times that's when we kind of meet people for the first time, is when we try to reach out to them after the court date, but before the eviction is actually happening.
So let's talk about the ways in which the pandemic has changed your work in this. I mean, there is a moratorium on evictions that's been around since almost the beginning of the pandemic here. But has that sort of stopped all evictions from taking place, or what's the pace like for you?
The issue is that, you know, the pace is incredible right now. The moratorium does not change the fact that landlords can go to court and get their eviction order. So, You know, the courts are still processing them, which means that we are still going out to people's houses and, you know, talking to them. A lot of people do qualify for the moratorium, but not everybody does. And so there's also, you know, other complicating factors where we do run into people where there is criminal damage, where there's criminal activity that really necessitates that they leave the eviction. So, I mean, they have to be carried out because they're selling drugs or they're, you know, doing criminal damage in great, great amounts to a property. I mean, I have seen bathrooms that have been just brought down to just tile. And so some evictions are still going forward. The ones that really hurt, though, are what I have termed ghost evictions, where we go there and the person's either moved out or they're not home. And so you can't talk to them. You can't really, you know, ask them questions on whether they qualify or not. You just, you know, go forward with the eviction because of it. And that happens a lot in the southwest side of my precinct.
So are you watching stories play out that people might imagine right now where, you know, people who are sick with COVID or affected by this pandemic are being evicted, or landlords are attempting to evict them?
Landlords are often attempting to evict them. I've certainly run into people who were so sick with COVID that they couldn't be even allowed into the court to be heard for their hearing. So I've seen it. I've seen people with cancer. I've seen people with diabetes. I've seen people with heart and lung issues. It's happening a lot. And I think that it's a great side amount of people that, you know, are being covered by the executive order are because of health reasons more so than economic ones, at least from where I work.
So I know when you took this role, you approached it a little differently. You went at it with a goal to reduce evictions, right? To increase education around this issue. Has this pandemic in some ways allowed you kind of the space to do that, to educate around this?
I think that we've gotten a lot of help with from partners and the media to explain what we're trying to do. People understand a lot of the things that are going on in terms of being able to qualify for the executive order. And sometimes that has led to really good outcomes where there are payment plans. People have gotten money from nonprofits to stay in their home. I got to tell you that, you know, one of the things that we really found during this pandemic is that there's a lot of landlords that are really willing to work with people, but there's a lot of tenants that have avoidance issues and just avoid answering the door when somebody knocks, even when they're trying to help them. And so we're getting the message out there, and I think that it's beginning to get traction, but, you know, it's really difficult to reach people on this subject. It's a very deeply personal issue, and a lot of people are deeply embarrassed about the situation. I got to say, though, that we're meeting a lot of people who have never had an eviction on the record. they've been model tenants for years and years and years, and this pandemic is hitting everybody.
So the governor recently extended the moratorium on evictions. Now it'll be in place until October 31st. So I want to ask you then, you know, what's next? Like, will we see a new stream of evictions that we feared was going to happen the first time the governor re-upped this happen again at the end of October?
Well, we're hoping for a different outcome. So the city of Tucson is just about ready to announce a multi-million dollar eviction prevention grant, where I, as a constable, can refer tenants to the program. And if they qualify, the landlord gets paid back rent. And so this eviction moratorium that the governor has extended came at the right time. And I think that we can really use some of those monies, which came from CARES funds, directly to help people stay in their homes and help them find work. I'm really hopeful that these 3 months will lead to really good outcomes and keep families together.
What else do you think needs to be done from a policy standpoint in terms of keeping people in their homes beyond this?
So I grew up in Wisconsin. I went to high school here. I went to college here, but I grew up in Wisconsin. And the amount of time it takes to evict somebody from their home are very stark by comparison. You can be evicted from your home in 16 days if you miss your rent payments. And I got to tell you, that's one of the fastest in the nation. And I really think that there's opportunities here for us to slow that process down and to, you know, kick off a mediation program where, you know, instead of going to eviction court, you can go through a mediation. That's no cost to the tenant, no cost to the landlord. So you can keep people in their homes, because that's really what we all want. It's really what's best for the entire community, not just that tenant.
All right. That is Joe Ferguson, the Pima County Constable, speaking with us today. Joe, thank you so much for the time.
Sure. Thanks for having me on.